Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also and your father's house and live.
Metavovo seo akosomen to agio evangelio.
Ten jeven ne brane shoy sente ningom kirie e flogis one to kada lo kana gene evangelio to nanus ma.
Kefo bekhaufen amam Allah li sama' al injil al muqaddas. فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماريلو البشير التلميذ الطائر بركاته
على جميع
من مزامير تراتيل معلمنا داود النبي والملك بركاته تكون معنا أمين. اسمعي يا ابنتي وانظري واميلي سمعك وانسي شعبك وبيت أبيك فإن الملك قد اشتهى حسنك لأنه هو ربك. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, Rejoice, O full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found the favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren, for with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, we should read the Gospel of the Samaritan woman as usual in the Great Lent. But because it's come on the Annunciation Feast, that's why the Annunciation Feast is a feast, that's why we have to read the Gospel of the Annunciation, and we're not reading the Gospel of the Samaritan woman. So a little bit different. But the common things between the Annunciation and between the Samaritan woman, that God is calling the people, like he's reached out the people by himself. And this week, all if we read all the week, the reading of the week, starting from Monday, the last Monday to Sunday, all it's around God is calling everyone. He's coming to everyone by himself to call the people. That on Monday, he was talking about to be wisdom. He was talking about the bad stewards. And he said that you have to live with wisdom in this life. Think about it. What I am busy with. I'm busy always with my life. I'm busy always with everything in my life. I'm attracted to the earth. But by the end, I'm going to leave the world. So I have to be wise, man. This is what was on Monday. On Tuesday, the reading of the Gospel, it's talking about how to live with God. I have to choose the narrow gate. And he was clear. If you wanted to come to me, you have to go through the narrow gate. The narrow gate, it means I have to leave many things in my life. It's so hard. For example, if I'm talking now about, for example, fasting. Oh, Abuna, like, خلاص مش لازم حاجات الصغيرة دي ممكن نسيبها. يعني مش كل حاجة الأكل. For example, it's a narrow gate. Abuna, مش لازم نقف نصلي على طول. يعني أبنا لازم ربنا رب قلوب. It's a narrow gate. I can't even live, for example, like there's a lot of people, I'm hating them. I have no love in my heart. It's a narrow gate. No. I have to love my enemy. This is the commandment of the gospel, of the read when we read the word of God. And you can measure on it a lot of things in my life. It was on Tuesday. So the first day on Monday, he said, you have to be wise and you have to live in this life with wisdom. The number two, I have to live in a narrow gate. Number three, we read on Wednesday, the gospel of the disciples on the ship and there's a storm happened. When we are living with Christ and in Christ, we're going to face a lot of issues and problems. Don't worry. On Thursday, we read the gospel of opening the eyes of the blind man. So even if we are inside the narrow gate and we face a lot of issues and problems, we know how he is almighty and he's going to save me and he's going to be with me all the time. His hands with me. On Friday, the Canaan woman, the reading of the gospel, and he is calling everyone, like we're going to see in the Samaritan woman too. And Saturday, some people, only few people who are, listen to this, his word and his voice, the reading of the gospel of Saturday yesterday, and today we should read the Samaritan woman, but read also to the Annunciation. To find God, I have a, like I put like a subject, a title of today. It's finding God. He's always in St. John. He said, "I am." So he said many times, "I am the bread of the life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the Son of God. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the true vine." So he is always, if I'm searching for him, I'm going to find him. And also too, he's coming to me. But also too, if as St. Basil said, he said, if you want to know him, you have to taste him in first. You have to taste him by yourself. And what is that? Problem between me and between God sometimes it is sin, something I'm attracted to. I'm always attracted to the earth, attracted to something in my life. This is also to like be a barrier between me and between God. He said, "Direct my footstep according to your word, let no sin rule over me." And he said also, "I am God who is near, say the Lord, and not a God afar off. Can a man hide in secret and I not see him? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord," Jeremiah 23. So he said, I'm filling the earth and the heaven and the earth. Can anyone hide from me? No. Even the Samaritan woman, she couldn't hide herself. He was reach out her and he went to her to see her because he knows that her heart gonna change, but he gonna, maybe she gonna listen and she gonna change too. In Annunciation, I gonna do a comparison quickly between three things, three different persons. Number one was Saint Mary. She lived her life with God. She has a pure heart. That's why God chose her from all among all the women, and he sent Archangel Gabriel, and he said to her, "You're gonna be the mother of God, the mother of Christ." First calling, he's always talking to me, and you're gonna be the son of me, and I'm gonna reject it or accept it. And if I accept, I have to be a right Christian person. I'm his son. You can imagine, for example, I am a son of a king. What I should do? I have to do the same as a king. I can't do anything else. I have to be a prince. So exactly, when I'm son of God, I have to be the prince. Prince, it means I have to imitate him too. God is telling me, to love everyone, I have to love everyone. If I'm living in this world, but I have to be like him, compassionate, loving, do everything like him exactly. Love my father too. So that's why he sent a message to St. Mary and he said, you're gonna accept to be the mother of God? She said, I'm a bond servant. For sure. It's my pleasure. You're going to face a lot of issues and problems. I'm ready. You're going to be with me? Yeah, for sure, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to accept this. And the second person, which is already the second memorial, the second year of his martyrdom, Hidhigumin Abuna Arsenius. He received also too a message from him when he was young. As everyone, I'm not talking about someone. For example, I lived already with him. That's why it's like us exactly. A kid, he was already playing and doing everything. But he received a message also to as usual, as us, and he said, God said to him, "You're going to be a servant of me." He said, yes, I love to live with you. So he's living, when I was talking before with his parents, they said he loved God from his heart from he was a kid. So that's why I have to choose him.
And I have to live with him all my life. And it's a message to everyone. Someone is going to choose him, someone can reject. But if I'm choosing, I have to choose a right, and I have to be in the light. ما ينفعش أن أقول ساعة لقلبك وساعة لربك. No. It's only with God. My heart is already with God. That's why I have to live with Him. I have to measure my life on His steps. That's why, for example, I am talking to Him always, yes. I'm opening His words, or His, the Bible, and I'm reading also His word, and I try to read more and go deep inside, yes or no. I'm spending more time with Him or no, yes or no. I'm loving everyone. I'm not talking with bad way, for example. My mouth can't, no bad words come out from my mouth. I'm always compassionate with the people. I am patient also with everyone. There's a lot of things I have to do. If I'm living the life of Christ and I'm His son and He's always talking to me, I have to imitate Him and I have to follow the steps of Him too. Believe me, my beloved, this life is too short. Live this life with Him. Don't waste the time. We learned from someone, he became a martyr, to not waste your time in anything, only in Christ. We saw him when he was working hard before his priesthood and spent the other time in service between his kids or preparing, for example, like Bible study, or he's praying, or whatever, he's doing anything inside the church. He's not wasting the time in anywhere. That's why when we see his sons, we're going to see they are different because we learn a lot from him. It's easy to become like this person. Yes, it's easy. It's easy to be or to imitate and to take the steps of Christ. It's easy. Maybe I'm going to face some issues and problems, but as we know that he's handed already with us. But it's easy to be like this person, for example, that to follow the steps of Christ. And by the end of his days, God give him the crown of the martyrdom. He said, "You are my prince." The first call was to say Mary. She accepted. She has a pure heart. The second person, like Father Higumen Abuna Arsenius, he accepted already from him when he was young too. And he was seeing only Christ all the time. And when he went to the Samaritan woman, he's like a physician. And he gave her 3 medications. As always, we need all these medications. The first medication, it is the multivitamins. What is it? It's love. If I am far from God, if I have a lot of sins in my life, if I lost the way, if I'm not imitating him all the time, but finally he came to the Samaritan woman and he said, "I love you, I need you." As if every time I feel I am very weak, I am depending on his love. It's as if it is a multivitamins inside me. Every time I take the love of Christ to be more strong, I have multivitamins. The doctor said, for example, like after 40 and 50, you have to take, for example, capsules of multivitamins. كده كل الدكاترة تقولوا أحسن تاخدوا multivitamins بعد الأربعين بعد الخمسين مش عارف إيه. I think we need this multivitamins all the time. Every day, when I raise my hand, I'm looking to His love. The third things God gave to the Samaritan woman is the love. Why? The Jewish people, they're not talking to Samaritan, to anyone in like Samaritans. Like that's why it was so strange. And a man talked to a woman too. It's so strange. He gave her the love in first. And the second medication, it's antibiotic. He said, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. It's exactly an antibiotic. Every time I know his love, so this is a multivitamin, but sometimes I'm very weak and I fall in sin, so he gives me another antibiotic to go and repent and confess and take his communion and feel strong now more because I have an antibiotic, anti-sin, with the repentance. He said, I'm going to give you the water of the life. The water of the life is repentance also to end his body and his blood. That's why the church is open all the day. For example, during all that the great Lent, every day we have a liturgy to pray, as if we are saying every day it's a day of repentance. Every day you can take the antibiotic with you and go outside to the world. And the last medication, it was a multi-relax. The multi-relax, he said to the Samaritan woman. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. If I'm living this life and Christ is before me all the time, it's multi-relax medication. If I know that the last things I'm looking to the heaven, it's a multi-relax, so I don't care about anything happen in this world. Nothing bother me. البابا كروس قال لا شيء لا فيش حاجة في العقل تكدرني لا شيء على الأرض يكدرني يعني إيه nothing make me upset because God is with me. That's why if I compare between the three persons for today, Saint Mary lived with God all her days. Her heart was pure. She was looking only to live for Christ and in Christ. Abuna Arsenio the Martyr, also to the same. He put in before his eyes Christ and he lived for him all his life. And he became a priest and after that crowned to be a martyr. Also to the Samaritan woman, even she was far away from God, God reached out to her and he came to her and he said, I am Messiah. I am God. I am the Christ. What are you going to do? She left everything and she went to the people and she said, look, here is Christ. She was preached the word of God to. She left everything in her life because she found that treasure. And she repented and she came back to his father as the prodigal son. Even she passed through temptations at the second weak. But again, after she fell, she came back to her father because the father gave her the love, multivitamin, and he said also too, I'm going to give you the antibiotic, the water, you're going to give, come to me and repent. And if you are looking to me all the time, this is a multi-relax in your life, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, one Creator, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, Light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, whom for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the scriptures. He ascended into the heavens, he sits at the hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess from baptism for remission of sins. Tengos te volcha et inti anastasis in teni refmot nem pe olchen te pe onet neio
Amen. Es more ne passi.
Et opne mighty.
O God.